It's the SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM, home of more music you love. I am Thabiso Kambule, the Fresh Prince of Radio. En hierdie Sondag, soos wat ek vir jou nou gesê het, het ons 'n spesiale Sondag, want ons het 3 artists wat ons na jou toe bring. And we get to know them and we get to dig into who they are. Buite kan die musiekwêreld. En vanaand het ek die een en enigste Daniel John hierso. Daniel, welcome to Jacaranda FM.
Ach no, thank you.
Lekker. why the stage name though? Because I know your real surname. That's not your surname.
No, yes. John is my second name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I feel like it just rolls off the tongue.
Lekker.
Better than Daniel Duplessis.
I hear you.
Not that there's anything wrong with Duplessis.
indeed, man. Your song, Hold On. Tell us a little bit more about this song, because what you basically are saying about this song is it's a song about having more questions than answers.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I think it's difficult as a youngster in today's world, figuring out, you know, what you want to do or what there's so much information, and it's hard to sift through everything and analyze everything. Yep. And at one point you just end up feeling like, well, I don't know what's going on, or I have no answers to any of the questions, and there's more questions every day,
100%.
Right? So that's pretty much what it is. And then feeling like, well, even though I've got all this, you know, uncertainty, I have this one little passion in my life that makes me feel like this is where I belong, you know, and that's what it's about, I guess.
In this beautiful question, and this beautiful statement that you've made about having more questions than answers, lately, what have you found that you found the answer to that you've always wanted an answer to?
Oh, that's a big question. Do I go into the universe or?
You can go anywhere. This is feel at home.
I think. Yeah, if I think about the journey that I've been on just with this song, it's the answer I've gotten is, if you love something, just do that. You know, no matter what the risk is, no matter how much it's going to cost you, or what, just give it a go,
Come on.
Because you're only going to have that moment in your life to explore that avenue. Mm-hmm. So I think the answer is, that little passion that you have, Go all out. Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
The genre that you basically have on the song, it almost sounds like indie vibes. What were you trying to go for, or what are you going for?
That's a good question as well. I always feel like the genre thing, I don't even know what the genres are, just it's my music. So
come on, brother.
But I don't know. I think I'm a huge fan of John Mayer and Ed Sheeran, and I love the musicality of the instrument that they bring, and also the poetic writing that they have. So I guess it's a mix between what they like to, I hope, you know. So I guess it's a little bit folky. I don't want to be too poppy, because I really like the feeling behind the folkiness of a track.
I hear what you're saying, and when you mentioned John, I immediately I listened to your track, and when you mentioned John, I was like, that's it right there.
That's awesome,
and it's an amazing artist to look up to. And one thing that I also know is that you're a huge football fan. You even went to Anfield. I mean, how's that, man?
I mean, is it safe to say on the air that this is the best club in the world? Have you met Liverpool?
I'm glad you're mentioning Liverpool like as a person, you know. Liverpool,
and I want there's a special kind of love.
Because you never walk alone. Amen. What's the love for football when it comes to you? Yeah,
I've always been very sporty, and rugby was a big thing in my family. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Duplessis.
I hear you.
But yeah, I fell in love with soccer at a young age, and played a lot of it in primary school, and then took a break in high school, and then I got a scholarship to go play it overseas, and it's just been then I played at Tux and Varsity Cup and a bunch of stuff. So football's always been, that was my first dream. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I picked up the guitar and I fell in love with it. So that's
super amazing. And I have to ask you this, because you've played football and at such a level as well. Why, how do you handle a loss? Because of course there's some games that you win, there's some games that you lose. Mm. How do you handle a loss, and how's your relationship with losing?
Oh no, I don't like losing. Losing's not a friend.
And how do you get over that?
Well, you're gonna lose many times in your life, right?
So 100%.
It's not even just with sport, right? If I think about the song, the whole worry about the release was, oh, is that gonna fail? But I think the idea is not to do something because you're gonna succeed at it. The idea is, which ties nicely into the song, I guess, is to do it because it's a passion or just because you enjoy it, right? Yeah. I mean, everything you do is for a finite time in your life. So to do it because you love it and not because you're going to succeed, I think that takes the weight a little bit off your shoulders, you know, as to whether or not you have to win or have to lose. But it doesn't make losing easier. It doesn't.
But I can literally hear about what you're telling me is that you actually do have a very healthy relationship with losing. Because look, if you're a fan of something, if you're a fan of football, if you're a fan of someone and they lose, does he lack any? It's not nice.
No, not at all. Yeah. And I guess like you said, as a Liverpool fan, I'm not really accustomed to losing. You know, so it's I won't throw shade on any of the other teams, but
I can already see how I'm gonna get messages in here saying, "Ah, oh, man, come on!"
I love all the clubs.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, man. Daniel John with me in the Jacaranda FM building in studio. I have to ask you this question, though. Do you have a problem with paying parking tickets?
Paying parking tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, who enjoys paying parking tickets? I mean, that's a resounding no.
But I know you have a friend who actually loves doing that, right? What are some of the things in your life that you're like, I don't like doing this, but I have to do this?
Oh, your social media.
100%.
Yes, that's a big one.
Yes. Especially with what you do, you have to be out there, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. That's pretty much 60% of the job. Funnily enough, you would think the music is everything, but you have to be a you have to be a character, which is difficult. It's really not easy, especially if you've been a shy individual your whole life, to get out of your shell. But yeah, I think luckily in my life at the moment, there's lots of people that have helped me sort of get into that and make it easier for me.
I love it, man. Your support. Who's your biggest support?
Oh, my family.
Come on.
What a cliche answer, but yeah, my family. I mean, this morning when the song dropped, this is Sunday now, but yeah, Friday.
Yes.
When the song dropped, I mean, I was barely awake and everybody was in my room singing the song, you know, asking me, can they post it, you know, things like that. So I guess it's for them, firstly.
Yo, man. Like, I saw how your facial expression, I wish the listener could actually see. I saw your facial expression now when you explained that, and I can see that it's a very hearty thing for you, and it's something that is really genuine, and it's something that I think this morning, as you sit here, you feel that, okay, cool, you've won. It's a victory moment.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the winning, as you say, right?
Yes. So come on, Liverpool.
You know, yeah. if your family loves it, or I guess that's always been the point, is if there's one person who loves it, that's the reward, right? And for it to be my family and have everybody together doing that, that's a blessing that, you know, I can't put a price tag on. So
man, Daniel John, thank you so much for joining me on the SA Music Show. It's been such a pleasure. Please come and visit again, and please just give us more music. We love it. We're gonna play your song as a breakaway track on the SA Music Show. So I'm gonna give the floor to you. You set the tone and you tell the listener what your song is, what you're all about. And before I actually let you go, where can we find your social media?
Your Instagram, Daniel John's Music, TikTok, all of it.
Yeah. Even Facebook, I don't know,
Facebook.
It's X as well now, and then there's Threads as well. There's just too many. Oh my goodness.
Just meet me on Instagram, meet me on TikTok.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Done deal. Please introduce your beautiful song to us, great sir.
Well, this is Hold On, very special song to me. I hope it makes you dance in the shower and sing in the car. Enjoy.
Come on.